Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The hadith we did last, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala Allah ta'ala, Anfiq ibn Adam yunfaq alayk muttafaqun alayh. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person does something in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return will give him that reward. That person who spends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replenish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him back that ayat of the Quran, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever a person spends, وَمَا, anything he spends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely replace it. So you find that when a person shows an act of kindness also, a person lends a hand, a person shows some type of akhlaq, Allah Pak will make it such that people will also show him kindness, people will speak to him nicely, people will show him akhlaq also. Person was respectful to his seniors, he took the du'as of his parents, he took the du'as of his elders, then a day will come when he's old, inshallah, Allah will make it such that people will come and they'll show him respect, and he will also have the opportunity of giving others du'as. So this is the beautiful system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more hadith, a small explanation. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu then asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which actions in Islam are the best? Which actions in Islam are the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, that you feed people. وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامِ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ, that you make salam to those that you recognize, those that you know, and those that you don't know also. Such a beautiful thing Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, muttafaqun alayh. This riwayat is mentioned both in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. And he asked that which actions in Islam are the best. So from here we learn that simple things, it doesn't mean a person has to do something very sophisticated, something very difficult, something simple, and yet these are known as the best actions in Islam. That a person feeds, he's generous, he's kind, he invites people home, and he feeds, he makes it a habit of feeding, he gets visitors coming home, then he makes it a point that they must have something before they go. In fact, this was the style of the older people, that no matter who came, no matter at what time they came, the fact that they came to our house, they must have something and then they must leave. So a person, he makes salam to those that he knows, he doesn't know. You know, somebody is a Muslim, so the fact that he's a Muslim, I'll make salam to him. Doesn't matter whether the person is a poor person, he's a rich person. So long as he's a Muslim, he should make salam to him. And make salam, and try and make salam in full. Even if it means us texting somebody with a WhatsApp message, whatever, or a text message, try and say salam in full. Salam is from amongst those things that a person shouldn't cut short. So therefore, and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the other thing that we shouldn't try and cut short. So these are the two things we should try and write in full out of respect. This is a sam tahiyyatan min indillahi mubarakatan tayyiba. This is a greeting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we should try and make it in full. Just to finish off with that hadith that we did, that when a person does something, the hadith was saying, this was a hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that you give and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. You'll be spent upon, Allah Pak will give you. So like that, there's an incident, mansub, an incident that is attributed to Muhammad bin Sirin rahmatullah alayh. That one occasion, he had purchased some goods on credit. And what he was not too happy about this way this deal was done, that he purchased it on credit and then he sold it. So what he did was the income that he got, the capital and the profit, he took it and he gave it in charity. Those were the pious people, unlike us, no matter how the money is coming, so long as it's coming, we are happy. But they were very careful that every cent must be also. The masla is where there's some doubt is capital, but the profits, ideally, he should give it out in charity. But here, out of the high level of taqwa that he had, he gave the capital and the profits out in charity. That I don't want 1 cent from here. This was a doubtful deal that I have done. Now what happened, normally he would take the money and he would repay the creditor from the capital and the profit that he made. He would repay the creditor. But here, because he had given out all in charity, and now the creditor was putting pressure upon him. So he didn't have the funds. So in that mazhab, they were allowed something known as habs. Habs is where a person is detained, is imprisoned, until some arrangement is made for that payment to be given. So he was imprisoned, and when he was imprisoned, he was a great scholar of deen, great muhaddis, great alim, well-known person. So when he was imprisoned, and he told one of his students, he said, let me tell you something, that I'll explain to you why I'm in prison today. The reason I'm in prison today is because 40 years ago, I addressed somebody as Ya Muflis. I addressed somebody as, oh, you bankrupt person. Oh, you bankrupt Johnny. I address somebody like that. I used incorrectly my tongue. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing me the reaction of that action. I'm seeing the reaction of that action that I did, that words that I spoke incorrectly. today I am in prison for, and today I have got no funds because I have told somebody 40 years ago. The pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that sometimes they go through a little bit of difficulty in this dunya so that they don't have to face the repercussions in the akhirat. So then he explains that this is the situation. They were also very, very honest. The fact that when something happened to them, they didn't justify it. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, on occasion she had purchased a cushion. So when she purchased the cushion, this cushion, ulama explained that it had some small tasweer, it had some pictures on it. So Nabi alayhi salam, pictures of animate objects. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't like this. So fa'arafat fi wajhihi al-karahiya. So she sensed from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam some disapproval. So she didn't justify that it is so small and I purchased it for you or I didn't know. The moment she sensed, this hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif, the moment she sensed from his face some disapproval, she said, Inni tubtu ila Allahi wa Rasooli. I completely surrender. I am regretful. I make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I am sorry to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nothing. Then after that, after she just sensed disapproval, she completely apologizes. Then she asks, Mada aznamtu? That what did I do wrong? Not that she first tried to justify. She didn't even know what she did wrong. But she just sends disapproval. She apologizes completely. And then she asks, what did I do wrong? So this is the sifat of a believer, of a Muslim. He's all the time he apologizes. And all the time he is regretful. And all the time he is making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the days of tawbah today, tomorrow, etc. That we should turn to Allah to forgive us for our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, tomorrow is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Person should try at least, if he hasn't fasted all these days, to fast tomorrow. The reward is so great. 1 year's previous sins are forgiven and the future year's sins are forgiven. May Allah forgive us. So if there's a jamaat in our masjid, brothers have got any time to spend with them, we should try and spend with them. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.